is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure, which we have called the Overland Stage. Prior to the advent of the railroads, the means of fast transportation cross-country was the stagecoach. Danger was a constant companion on the rides through the territory of the gunman, the desperado, and the Apache Indian. It rode with the two hard-looking hombres who watched the straining, sweating six-horse hitch tug against the taut traces as it drew the stagecoach toward the top of a steep grade.
Are you sure those jewels are on that stagecoach, Zach?
I wouldn't be sitting here waiting if I wasn't sure, would I, Emmett?
No, but...
That's the Monday Express coach. There's only two passengers aboard. An 8-year-old kid and a French nursemaid. We'll keep our neckerchiefs over our faces so we won't be recognized.
Yeah, you sure got a lot of savvy about something you ain't seen yet.
Let's get that coach before it tops the grade.
Yeah. Come on. Yeah.
And if them horses get going down grade, we'll never stop them.
All right, open fire. The shotgun sees it.
Well, that takes care of the shotgun guard.
And this'll do for the driver.
Good enough. We each got one of them.
Hurry up. Pick up that team.
Yeah. There now, you lead horses. Whoa. Oh,
You passengers in the stage, get your hands up and climb out.
These horses will stand.
What is it you want with a poor French governess and 1 8-year-old child, Monsieur Bandit?
Come on, Frenchie. Get down out of that coach and I'll tell you about it.
I am not called Frenchie. My name is Yvette Dubois, and
if I had a gun, I'd shoot you full of bullets, just like my daddy would.
Yahoo! A feisty little tyke, ain't she? What are you going to use for a gun to ventilate us? That doll you're carrying?
My doll, Barbara Jean, and I aren't afraid of you. And neither is Yvette, are you, Yvette?
She loves Betty. We must not make him angry or they will hurt us. This is Betty Powell. I'm taking her to her father in California.
Do what you're told and no harm will come to either of you. The mail parked out of the stagecoach booth.
Yeah, sure. Here it is.
Unbuckle the straps.
Yeah. Here's the letters. A couple of small packages with them.
Let me see them packages.
If my daddy were here, you'd be sorry, all right, for shooting that nice driver and the guard.
Betty, you will end up in.
There it is. That's the package. Partner, get the kid here. Come on, Frenchie. You're coming with me.
Oh, my arm, you're hurting.
You will leave Yvette alone. Leave her alone.
Oh, shut up, kid. You ain't going nowhere.
Over here. We can talk over here, Yvette. Those rocks will hide it.
Let go of my arm, Zach, or I'll break your hand off.
What, no French accent, Yvette?
I don't need no phony accent talking to you, Zach. All right, this is far enough. Here's a package.
Here it is, Yvette. Sure is a clever plan you thought of. For me to rob the coach while it's carrying that package of jewels.
We'll get a lot more than just these jewels after Betsy and I get to California, because Matt Powell still trusts me.
Let's see inside the box, Yvette.
Thunder.
Pebbles. You trying to double-cross me, Yvette?
Of course not, Zach. Those jewels were supposed to be in this box. They were put in the mail on the Monday run of the coach for safekeeping.
Me and the six gun think you're lying, Yvette.
You're a fool and an idiot. Now, wait a minute. That kid... Before we left St. Louis, she and the banker, John Talbot, had a private talk. Even I wasn't allowed in the room.
You mean they made a switch? Figuring someone might be after the package?
That kid knows where those jewels are. I'm sure they're not on her or in her clothing.
She'll talk. She'll tell us what we want to know. Just leave it to me.
It go from town to town, but it never move.
It goes from town to town, but it never moves, Pancho?
That is right, and it run uphill and downhill and never get out of breath.
I'm afraid I have to give up. What is it that goes from town to town, but never moves, and runs uphill and downhill, but is never out of breath?
Why, the road, of course. Just like the road we coming to.
Oh, that's a very good riddle, Pancho.
Si, si, good riddle.
I never could have guessed it.
That road up ahead is part of the route used by the Overland Stage Line.
Oh, Cisco, that one of the stagecoaches up near the top of that grade, no?
Si, Chico. Wonder why they stopped. Santos, those two hombres have kerchiefs on their faces. They're bandidos. Come on, Pancho. Up here. Come on.
Go, look, go, go, go. We fix those bandidos.
Hold your fire, Pancho. Nah, it's too late. I wanted to surprise them.
Oh, Pancho, sorry. Pancho not think about that, Cisco. Those coyotes, they mount upon their horses and they ride away. We go after them, huh?
No, no. Plan for that later. We'll stop at the stagecoach. Go there. Ho, ho.
Ho, no, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, mon Dieu, you arrived at the right moment.
You are the little señorita hurt?
Yeah. Ah, those killers, they shoot the driver and the shotgun guard, she's gone.
We're not hurt yet, mister, but we would have been if you hadn't ridden up when you did.
Anything we can do to help you, little señorita?
See, you tell Uncle Pancho, and Uncle Pancho do whatever you say, little señorita.
Oh, you're nice. I like you.
Oh, gracias.
So does my doll, Barbara Jean. You're not like those bandits.
Oh, of course not, little señorita.
I am the governess of this little girl, Betsy Powell. My name is Yvette Dubois.
And I am the Cisco kid, señorita Dubois.
To my friends, I'm just plain Yvette. And I want you for my friend, Monsieur Cisco. Especially after that horrible experience with the bandits.
They tried to make me tell a secret, but I wouldn't.
Good, good for you, señorita Betsy. Good for you. You know, Cisco, the best people is what can keep a secret. Are the little niños?
That secret must be the reason those two bandidos killed the driver and shotgun and stopped the stagecoach.
See? What else? Señorita Betsy, what kind of questions those bandidos they ask of you?
Oh, I can't tell you the secret any more than I could those bandits.
Oh, no, 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 little señorita. Uncle Pancho not want you to tell the secret. Uncle Pancho just wants you to give a little hint, and then maybe Uncle Pancho guess, like a riddle. You see, Pancho asked Cisco the riddle, and now Pancho asked Senorita Betsy. What go from town...
Pancho.
Town before never move...
Pancho.
Oh, then Pancho have to ask you the rest later.
There's no secret what they were after, Monsieur Pancho. First bandit robbed the maid.
No, yes. They were after the necklace. They knew it was supposed to be in with the mail.
Oui, ma petite. That is what I was about to tell you, Monsieur Cisco.
And tell how that bandit hurt your arm when he dragged you away from the stagecoach.
He dragged you away from the stagecoach, Señorita Yvette?
Oui, he did just that, Monsieur. That bandit said he knew neither one of us would try to escape when we were separated.
Well, that bandido did not get the necklace, huh?
Oh, you bet he didn't, Uncle Pancho. Uh-huh. And nobody but my daddy's going to get it. Only me and my doll Barbara Jean knows where it is. And Mr. Talbot told me not to tell nobody but my daddy.
Monsieur Pedro back in St. Louis is a very good friend of Betsy's papa. He got the message from Monsieur Powell that I was to bring Betsy to him in San Francisco.
He had the necklace of jewels belonging to Senor Powell?
That's right, Mr. Cisco.
Well, Pancho and I will stay with you for a while. Those two bandidos will try to rob you again. They killed the driver and the shotgun trying to get those jewels, and they will not hesitate to kill you.
Right up among these rocks, Emmett. We can watch that stage from here.
Yeah.
Oh. I tell you, I know them two. I seen that big hombre somewhere.
Yeah, the little fat hombre's still driving, Zach. He sure knows how to handle a thick horse hitch.
That's it, Emmett.
Yeah?
That's where I seen him before. Driving a six-horse hitch in a stagecoach race at Skeleton Bend. His name's Pancho. And the big hombre is a Cisco kid.
Cisco kid? Well, I'm sure glad we didn't stay to fight it out.
Emmett, you and me got some hard riding and some horse rustling to do.
Yeah, the sun get you? Or did a tarantula bite you? You're talking loco.
I'll show you how loco I'm talking. We gotta beat that coach to La Masia. Only the agent and the horse wrangler are stationary. We get rid of them. Same as we did the driver and shotgun. Then you drive off all the horses at the station.
Well, that sure as blazes ain't loco. But with no horses to switch for the tired team pulling that coach, they'll have to stay at La Masia for the night.
That's what I'm figuring on. And I'm figuring I'm now taking the places of them two hombres we killed. Who's going to suspect us?
That's a mighty good figuring, Zach. During the night, we're sure to get a chance to finish off Cisco.
We will. And we'll get that necklace of jewels, too. After he's dead.
Pier Station, Pancho.
Si, Cisco. Hey, you see, Senorita Betty? Pancho tell you, Pancho bring you here safe and sound. Oh, caballo, oh, slow down, now, slow down.
I'm sorry, we have to get a new driver at this station, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, sorry, too. Oh, caballo, oh, oh, oh.
Howdy, folks. Howdy. I run the station for the Overland Stage Line. I'm Zach Winslow.
Buenos dias, Senor Winslow. Where your wrangler with the fresh team was going to pull the coach?
We are not the regular driver and guard here, Winslow. They were killed by road agents. Here, I will lift you down, little senorita. You and your doll, Barbara Jean.
Thank you, Mr. Cisco. Gee, you're strong.
Gracias. And now you, Senorita Yvette.
Merci, Mr. Cisco. You are très galant.
In answer to your question, driver, there ain't no fresh horses to pull the coach.
Oh, what do you mean, Senor Winslow?
Apaches rustled all the wagon stock. Only horses we could save were the two my Wrangler and me ride. My Wrangler Emmett is out selling that rustled herd now.
Now, what are we to do?
Since we cannot get fresh horses, we will have to wait until our team is fed and rested. We will have to stay here for the night.
As soon as the horses was driven off, I figured you'd have to stay for the night. So I ain't prepared to put you up with anything fancy. You can rest assured you'll be well taken care of. Yes, sir. Mighty well taken care of.
Pancho. Pancho, wake up. Pancho, wake up, Pancho.
No, you bandido. Pancho's really gone from your hands and mine.
Pancho, Pancho, will you wake up?
Yeah, what's the matter, Cisco? What's the matter?
Quieto, quieto. Get up, Chico.
Why for, Cisco? It's still dark. It's not morning yet.
I know. Get up and put on your boots.
Andre. And Pancho's sleepy. Pancho's tired.
Come on, Pancho. We have no time to lose.
Why, Cisco? What happened?
Nothing yet. Come on.
Let's see.
Put your blankets. Look as though you are still in them. I'll do the same to mine.
All right. Pancho do what Cisco tell him, but Pancho still don't know why.
Now, leave your sombrero on top of the bucket.
Cisco, what is all about?
I remember now where I saw that hombre who says he is the station agent.
Oh, the one called Zach?
Si. It was at Skeleton Bend during the stagecoach race. He was with the gamblers who tried to wreck the stage you drove.
But if that's so, what is he doing here?
That is what I intend to find out. We watch from here, behind the water truck.
What we watch for, Cisco?
Two coyotes named Zach and Emmett. Those two are not what they pretend to be. My guess is, if we are not careful, we will be dead.
Sleeping like a couple of hibernating bears.
Careful, Emmett.
Yeah. You can see them blankets plain as day by the light of the moon. Why, they ain't moved for half an hour.
That's what makes me suspicious, Emmett. Those clouds are covering the moon now. The moon will be pitch black.
All right, so it'll be pitch black. Then what?
You'll go ahead and use your knife like we planned. You'll know soon enough if Cisco and Pancho are really in them blankets.
And if they're not...
Talking low.
Yeah.
Pretend like you're talking to me.
No more than you need, Zach.
I'm going to sneak around behind that water trough. It's the only company you hear, besides this shit.
Yeah, I get it. If Cisco and his fat partner are playing possum, you'll be able to get them when they try to get me.
That's it, exactly. You get them the first time with your knife, or I get them later with a couple of slugs from this six gun. Either way we get them, they'll be dead.
Hey, Cisco, that moon go behind the clouds and Pancho not can see nothing.
Get up, Pancho.
You see something, Cisco?
Shh. Now listen. That's there for Cisco. And there's for Pancho.
Oh, you're right, Cisco. If we're sleeping in the blankets, that killer stab us to death.
You see, Zach? What did I tell you? Easy as falling off a log. He didn't have no trouble with him at all.
What do we wait for, Cisco? We go get them, huh?
Stay where you are. Only one of them is out there, Pancho. We did not hear the voice of that Winslow, hombre.
That's right, you two scissor bills. You didn't hear me because I was getting a drop on you.
Never take that gun before you can use it, Murray. There. The attempt to dry guns. Dry cooling.
Well, Cisco, you hit him so hard he fell into the water trough.
You come out of the water, Coyote.
Blast you, Cisco. You got back, but you won't get me.
Oh, that pack rat missed. Look, Cisco, the clouds go away from the moon. You'll be able to see that Vogel Maverick now.
He has dropped behind our blankets and saddles for cover. I will give you a chance to surrender, Vogel. Throw out your gun and walk toward me with your hands up.
Come and get me, Cisco.
All right, Coyote. That is the way you want it. That is the way it will be. Pancho, stay here and guide this drag out your Winslow.
Si.
I can outshoot you, Vogel, and you know it. Your last chance. Throw out your gun.
Cisco! Cisco! Are you all right? Did those Indians who stole the horses come back?
See you at the Betsy. See you at the Betsy. Go back, go back.
I heard the gun
come. Oh, now take it easy, kid. You're a welcome sight. Nobody's going to hurt you.
Go on, get it, move, you Zach Winslow Maverick. Cisco, what we can do now that that sidewinder Rogan is he got the little senorita Betsy.
See you at the Betsy. You'll be all right. Do what he says.
That's good advice, Cisco. Take it yourself.
Listen, you pack rat. If any harm comes to that child...
You ain't in no position to tell me nothing, Cisco. Turn your guns over to Zach, pronto.
Well, there's nothing else we can do. Give him your guns, Pancho.
Oh.
You're mine, Winslow.
Now, that's being right smart. Emmett, bring the kid over here.
Sure, Zach. Come on, kid.
What do you intend to do with us, hombre?
Don't get anxious, Cisco. You'll find out soon enough.
Didn't know I'd cause trouble when I came out here, Mr. Cisco. I was worried you or Uncle Pancho might get hurt.
Oh, no, not you worry now, little senorita. Uncle Pancho not let nothing hurt you, neither.
Cisco will make a deal. The kid tells us what we want to know. We take the necklace and leave you alive. If the kid don't tell us, you die.
I say we're wasting time, Zach. That stubborn little brat ain't gonna open her yet.
I'll handle this, Emmett. Frenchie, you better convince the kid we mean business.
My pretty shushu, please, Betsy, for the sake of all of us, tell these bandits where the jewel necklace.
I won't tell anybody but my daddy. I want my doll. I want Barbara Jean.
Perhaps if I get the doll, monsieur, perhaps you will tell me.
Tell them nothing, Senorita Betsy. They will not hurt you as long as they do not know your secret.
Shut your face or I'll bash it in.
Not to slap Cisco, you skulking snake, you.
Let him alone. You let Cisco alone.
Gun or no gun, Winslow. The only thing that keeps me from breaking you in half is the child.
Please, monsieur. Please, do not have the fight now. Here's your doll, Betsy. Please tell.
That's right, kid. That's the idea. Where'd you hide that necklace?
No, Senorita Betsy.
If I don't, they'll kill you, Cisco.
Hey, Betsy, the necklace, where is it?
Sewed inside Barbara Jean.
The doll. Give me that doll.
Ow! You'll have to grab her. You be careful.
Rip it open. See if she's telling the truth. Get back there, Cisco. You too, Pancho.
What in thunder? The jewels in the doll all the time. Or that double-crossing buzzard of a banker.
All I need is for you to take your eyes off me for a moment. I'll take that gun. Here it goes.
Cisco, look out. Look out there, Winslow.
Ow, my head.
I only shot the gun from your hand, Winslow. You are not hurt.
Oh, not one of you make a move, and you stay away from Senorita Betsy.
Come over here, Betsy. Pancho will get the necklace.
Oh, my poor little one. What a thing for you to go through.
What I said to those two coyotes applies to you, Senorita. Stand over there with them.
Monsieur Cisco, I do not understand.
You can drop the fake accent, Senorita. You forgot to use it when you saw the necklace.
That's right, Cisco. Yvette didn't talk like she always does.
See, that's right.
But, oh, no, you are wrong. It was the excitement.
Oh, no, Senorita. When those two Mavericks let you go after the doll by yourself, I knew you were working with them. You and these other two had better save your explanations to tell the jury.
Thank you.
saying it to Betsy. You will soon be on your way to San Francisco. You will see your padre.
Oh, I'll be glad for that, Cisco. But I'll sure miss you and Uncle Pancho.
Oh, and Uncle Pancho miss you too, little senorita. But you not be lonesome. You got your doll, Barbara Jean, to keep you company. And your padre, he buy you lots and lots of toys.
Oh, I don't care about toys. Now that you fixed Barbara Jean up, Uncle Pancho. I mean, Dr. Pancho, because you mended Barbara Jean good as new.
Oh, Dr. Pancho. Pancho like that, Dr. Pancho.
See, you are a good Dr. Pancho.
See.
I think you are a better doctor of dollars than you are of riddles.
Oh, that's not such a bad riddle Pancho asked the other day.
What riddle, Pancho?
When Pancho start to ask you before, now Pancho finish it. Senorita Betsy, what go from town to town but never move and run uphill and downhill but is never out of breath?
A road.
Oh, Pancho, know you're going to have trouble with this. You never get it, Senorita Betsy.
The answer is a road, Pancho.
Pancho, know you not get the right answer to this riddle. A road. A road.
That is what Senorita Betsy said, Pancho.
But how she know that, Cisco?
Just got to figure out what the riddle means, Uncle Pancho.
Oh, that's the way it always turn out. Everybody always smarter than Pancho.
Oh, Uncle Pancho, that's not true. You're the smartest, bravest, kindest man in the whole world. Just like Daddy and Mr. Cisco. And this hug and kiss proves how much I love you.
Oh, Senorita Betsy.
Oh, Uncle Pancho.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, that Senor Paul. He sure was glad to see his little daughter, Senorita Betsy.
Oh, of course, Pancho.
He very glad.
And you can be sure Betsy will be well taken care of now that she is with her father.
See? Those two killers, that Emmett and Zach, they well taken care of, too. They in the jail and in that fake Senorita Yvette there, too.
You know, people who commit crimes always get what they deserve, Pancho.
See? And Pancho a good hombre, so Pancho deserve a good time. And that's just what Pancho get while he visiting with his cousin Jose.
I am glad you had a good time when you visited your cousin Jose. How did you find the weather there when you visited him?
What you say, Cisco?
How did you find the weather while you were visiting your cousin Jose?
Oh, Pancho just go outside and there it was.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh,
Santiago!
Cisco Kid returns next week with another thrilling adventure. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio and Television Service.